Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
The second mouse, not to be outdone, he says, "Oh yeah? Well, you know those mouse traps they put out to try to catch us? What I do is get all..."
Oh, that was a funny joke, Cliff. You'll have to excuse Cliff, listeners. He is a little rusty, and he's getting his training wheels back on.
Get ready for a heap and helping of sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, bitches!
Oh my God, Cliff, Kendall, can you believe?
Cliff, how are you doing?
I'm so emotional.
I've had such I've had such a hard time controlling my emotions this week, Cliff, because I've been so tired and busy. But there's good news for me and you, because we are here to talk about how to control your emotions tonight.
This is Change Your Life Podcast, Kendall. If ever there were such a thing, this is it.
Move over, Dr. Phil. There's two fatsos replacing.
There's two fatter, balder, more annoying people to take your place.
And I want you to get serious about cupcakes.
Yes. Before we get serious about emotions and controlling them, I want to tell you one thing that I thought was kind of, it was a sort of interesting thing.
Sort of interesting.
You know, remember everybody how our first lady guest host of podcasting, Rayanne, she's in Japan for years at a time. But
I'm answering for the listeners. They remember.
Look back on our blog. You can get to our archived episodes of this spring. There was a trilogy of shows. She was a co-host around Valentine's Day. But anyway, she is in Japan, and I was noticing on Facebook how she was like continually Facebooking back and forth this one guy that was in Japan with her. And I thought, who is this guy?
Konnichiwa.
And why is she not Facebooking me all these times instead?
Synchronize your belches.
Speaking of synchronized,
start your belches.
And of synchronicity. So I looked on this guy's Facebook page, and he's an American, and he had more friends in common with me than just her. He had three other friends in common. People that I worked with in New York. This guy was in City Year, New York, 2 years after I was. Not only that, he worked in the same school where I worked.
Oh my God.
In New York. Is that not insane, everybody? That insane. That Rayanne is in Japan meeting people that know people who know me?
Well,
what a small world for such fat people like Kendall and I.
Good people travel in the same herds, Cliff. We're fat herds.
Big fat. We are a herd. From the back, you and I each look like a herd of people. And that's no joke. And neither is controlling your emotions. Kendall, what do you do? What do you do when you think, I need to get my emotions in check?
Now, Cliff, that's not what I do. I don't do that.
Kendall, once in a while it hits me that we do a show every week where we just belt and send that out to the universe.
Can I say one thing real quick? Because this is not about emotions. I was telling someone today about our lovely show, Cliff, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was telling her...
You were proselytizing.
But let me tell you exactly how I told her. Now, I'm not crazy, but I have this weekly internet radio show. It's more of a podcast, really. And it comes on every week, and you can subscribe to it at iTunes, because I'm always promoting our show, right?
I know you are.
So then, time went by, and then I thought, I should probably warn her. And I said, by the way, we belch on the show. I said, I don't want it to alarm you. And she said, you belch? And I said, yeah, it started as like... My friend Cliff just
as an accident.
I said he would be drinking beer during the show and he would belch. And I was like, oh my God, Cliff, I can't believe you're doing that. And I said, it got to the point where it happened so often that our listeners felt like they're not listening to the show unless they hear a good belch every now and then.
They would miss it.
So anybody new to the show, I just want you to know that it's part of our history. That's why we do it.
It's one thing that sets our show apart. We have the world's two fattest hosts, and then we also belch.
You won't hear hourglass belching. Anyway, Cliff, I'm all emotional about this.
I'm so emotional. Tell me about your emotions and how you control them.
Okay. Well, personally, what I do is I take a cue from Jack from Lost. And I just, you know, I just take 5 minutes to...
You get really annoying. You overreact to things.
I sew people up with thread. No, Cliff. I take 5 seconds to just sit there and be like, you know what? I'm gonna take this time to just be stressed out and be mad, and then I'm gonna go back to work. And so that's what I do.
That, you know, my first tip that the writers wrote for me is be present. Mm-hmm. And that's when you have to realize that now, Kendall, now, this instant when you and I are doing the show, later when you and I and the listeners are listening to the show repeatedly.
When you and I are listening to the show.
Moment. Now is all there ever is. We have to be aware and present in the emotion.
Now,
don't you think so?
I do agree with you, but on the opposite side of that, I do always think to myself whenever I'm having a really hard time with something or really stressed out or really sad about something, I think, you know what? Tomorrow, this won't even matter.
No, that's good. See, what you're doing, you're taking a step back. That's another tip.
Yes.
You take a step back and you look at the emotion. Say... you know, that something bad happened. I don't even know what. Give me a for instance. What's something bad that might happen to you?
Well, let's say somebody comes up to you and says, I need you to print 20 pictures in the next 5 seconds.
Okay. You know, you're like, okay, I'm really annoyed.
I'm annoyed with you.
Frustrated at this moment. And you take a step back and you look at your frustration. And it helps separate you because you know you have to think, okay, why am I frustrated? This person asking me to do all this stuff in an unreasonable amount of time.
Yes, exactly. And you just have to accept it and move on.
Yeah, and you have to choose, am I going to react to this negatively or positively?
Exactly.
Which would you choose?
Well, I'm always positive. I'm always positive. And in fact, people at work always tell me that I have the best, fake phone voice because people will call me for something and I'll say, oh, yeah, sure, I can do that. And then I hang up the phone. I'm like, God damn it. I fucking hate this person.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're like, I had no idea. Now, you know something you can do to help with your emotions? And I often
what?
Do this,
Eat?
Cliff. No.
Feed them.
No.
Feed your emotions.
Get physical, Cliff.
Oh, no.
Take a walk. Go bowling.
Let's get physical.
Now, I'll tell you
physical.
Today. Well,
let me hear your emotions talk.
If you can channel your bad feelings into something like releasing endorphins, then it is a good thing. And they can change a negative mood into something positive. Now, I ran like 9 miles last night.
I run.
And I belched. That's physical.
Sometimes on the show, I sing and Kendall belches. Sometimes we just do that.
Now, today, I was having an extremely rough day, as you know. And I got to the point where I had to age something. I had a book. I had to make it look like it was real old, right? So I took that book out and Cliff.
Kendall, this is a belchy show.
I beat that book against the side of my desk so hard. And somebody come in, they're like, what the hell are you doing? I said, I'm aging this book and getting my emotions out.
Getting my emotions out.
I was
That's
prepared
a good
for
idea.
The show. It is a good show. I mean, I love to beat things to get my emotions out.
You have to do that sometimes, Kendall, and that's not a joke.
It's not a joke, Cliff, and neither are these. Cliff, it is time for some bad motherfucking jokes.
Oh, whoa!
My emotions are getting the best of me right now, Cliff. They're getting the best of me.
Uh-oh. Kendall, you got it. Let me ease you in. Let me tell you a relaxing
joke. Ease me into a relaxing joke, Cliff. I need it.
Kendall, a professor at Auburn University, no less, is giving a seminar on the supernatural. You and I, we love the supernatural. It's almost only 3 months from Halloween. We're getting pumped.
Super obese. Oh, my God.
Now, this professor,
that was
he was getting
opening.
He was getting a feel for his students, you know. And he asked, how many of you believe in ghosts? And about 80 of his students raised their hands. Ah, oh, that's a good start, he says, I guess. Those of you who believe in ghosts, how many have actually seen a ghost?
Oh.
And about 30 students raised their hands. That's good. I'm really glad you're taking this seriously, the prof says. Okay, has anybody here ever talked to a ghost?
Oh.
And about a dozen of baker's
dozen
of
people.
Students raise their hand. They've spoken to a ghost. And the professor, he's elated. He said, that's a great response. Now, have any of y'all in Auburn ever touched a ghost? And two students, Kendall, raised their hand.
Idiot.
And the professor, he says, that's fantastic. But let me ask you one question. Have any of you ever made sweet love to a ghost? And one student, Kendall, in the back, raises his hand, and the professor is shocked and appalled.
Oh my God.
He removes his glasses, because he's wearing glasses, and he takes a step back from his emotions, and he says,
All professors wear glasses.
In all the years I've been given this ghostly lecture, no one has ever actually claimed to have slept with a ghost. Why don't you come up here and tell us about it? And this student, Kendall, he's a redneck, don't you know?
Oh,
and he replies with a nod and a grin and begins to make his way up to the podium. And the prof, he says, well, tell us what it's like to have a bang session with a ghost.
Bang.
And the student replies, he says, ghost? Oh, I thought you said goats.
Oh my God, goats. Cliff. What a nasty, foul student that was.
Goats, Kendall. What a filthy redneck in Auburn.
What a filthy redneck.
I think that's in Alabama. Is Auburn in Alabama the worst state in the union?
Yeah, yes. Right next to Alaska. Now, Cliff, this man, he wakes up in a hospital bed.
walks into a hospital bed and says, ouch!
He wakes up in a hospital bed after a terrible accident, Cliff, and he cries, Doc, I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my legs.
Oh.
And Cliff, the doc, he says, well, of course you can't, silly. I've cut off both your arms.
Oh! What a bitch doctor.
That's a bitch doctor if I've ever heard. Dr. Bitch.
Doctor Bitch. A wife decides to take
Slut.
Her husband to a strip club for his B-day.
Slut.
Birthday. So they arrive at the club, and the doorman, he says, hey, John, how you doing?
Uh-oh.
And his wife is puzzled, and she asks if he's been to this club before. Oh, no, says John. He's on my bowling team.
Oh.
And now, Kendall, when they're seated inside the strip club, this waitress comes over and asks John if he'd like his usual and brings over a Budweiser.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
I know. And his wife is becoming increasingly uncomfortable. And she says, how does she know that you drink Budweiser? And John, he says, well, she's in the ladies' bowling league, honey. We share lanes with them. And he burps because he's drinking a Budweiser. And this stripper comes over to their table, throws her arms around John, and says, hi, Johnny. Want your usual lap dance, big boy?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness. John's wife, Kendall, now furious, grabs her purse and storms out of the strip club.
Oh, wow.
And John, he runs and he follows her. And he spots her getting into a cab.
Uh-huh.
Now, before she can slam the cab door, he jumps in behind her. And he's desperately trying to explain how the stripper must have mistaken him for somebody else. But his wife's just not having any of it. She's screaming at him at the top of her lungs, calling him every name in the book. And finally, after listening to the screaming from the back seat for 10 minutes, the cabbie turns his head and says, oh, John, looks like you picked up a real bitch tonight.
Oh. My, what a slut both those people were.
Sluts.
Assholes. My jokes are all about doctors, evidently. Cliff, this man approached his family physician, and he said, Doc, I'm afraid you'll have to remove my wife's tonsils one of these days. And the doctor, he pulled out the family's medical file, and he said, well, I removed them 6 years ago. Did you ever hear of a woman?
Oh, my goodness.
He said, did you ever hear of a woman having two sets of tonsils? And the husband, he said, no, but have you ever heard of a man having two wives?
Oh, my God, Kendall. Either you've told that one in the past or I had a vision from the future, but it bears repeating.
Why
that
not?
Joke, it bears
Why
repeating.
Not?
I hope we hear it again someday.
Kendall,
are you bottom belching over there? I see you waving around. Kendall, speaking of rural rednecks, there was a rural family was given some venison from a friend.
Ooh.
And the wife, this rural wife, she carefully
I've begun to anticipate them. I hit the dinger before they even happened.
This rural wife carefully prepared the deer steaks and served it to her husband and their children. Gross. And the husband Bambi. Thought it would be fun to have the children guess what they were eating for dinner. Is it beef? The daughter, Julie, asked. Nope. Is it pork? The son, William, asked. Nope. Heck, we don't know, Dad, exclaimed the son. I'll give you a clue, the husband said. Is it what your mom sometimes calls me? Spit it out, Will, cried Julie, the daughter. We're eating asshole.
What an asshole that dog was.
Bitches and assholes. Kendall, we've often said that's what our jokes are about.
That's what they're always about.
It's ringing true tonight.
Now, Cliff, this man, he died. I always tell jokes about people that died and go to the
pearly gates.
Well, Cliff, St. Peter met him at the gates, and he said, before you meet with God, I thought I should tell
How blessed.
We've looked at your life, and you really didn't do anything particularly good or bad. We're not all sure what to do with you. Can you tell us anything you did that could help us make a decision? And the newly arrived soul, he thought for a moment. He said, well, once I was driving down this road, and I came upon this woman who was being harassed by a group of bikers. So I pulled over, got out my tire iron. I went up to the leader of the biker. He was this big, muscular, hairy guy with tattoos all over his body and a ring pierced through his nose. And I tore that nose ring out of his nose, and I told him that he and his gang had better stop bothering that woman or they would have to deal with me. And Cliff, St. Peter, he was impressed, to say the least.
Uh-huh.
And he said, when did this happen? And the man said, about 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
Oh, that was the death of him, Cliff.
That was. Kendall, earlier today, I was cleaning out some boxes, and I found some old jokes left over from our Gay Pride Awareness episode.
Oh, thank God.
And so I have a couple questions for you, okay?
Okay.
Did you hear about the gay truckers?
No, Cliff. What did the gay truckers do?
Well, they exchange loads. And how can you tell if a Western is homosexual?
I don't know, Cliff. How do you do
that? All the good guys are hung. And did you hear that there's a new and politically correct name for lesbian?
No, I didn't hear that, Cliff. When did that come out?
It's been changed a few months ago. It's been changed to vegetarian. And did you know that 70%
I'm a vegetarian, Cliff.
Of the gay population were born that way? 70%.
70%. What about the other 30%, Cliff?
The other 30% were sucked into it. And finally, did you hear about the new gay sitcom?
Our sitcom is going on the air?
Cliff and Kendall Show. No, the other new gay sitcom is called Leave It. It's Beaver.
Homosexuals, Cliff.
You can't live with them. You can't live without them.
You can't.
I don't know what you're going to do.
Cliff, I don't know why I wrote this down, but I'm just going to read it, okay?
Okay.
I have flabby thighs, but fortunately my stomach covers them.
Oh, Kendall, we are so fat. Did we even mention how fat we were?
I don't know. Our new listeners don't even have a clue. Cliff, I got to take a break.
They think we are skinny belchers. I have to take a break too, Kendall. I have to go eat and belch.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, you've made it this far into the show. It'd be a shame to give up now. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
Hey, are you obese? Chances are, if you're listening to this show, you just spat food out of your mouth and said, yes. Are you a Cliff and Kendall fan? Chances are, if you're listening to this show, you just spat food out of your mouth and said, well, kind of. I've only just begun considering podcasts full of belching entertainment. Well, if you're an obese Cliff and Kendall fan, especially one that's no longer able to leave the confines of your home due to your morbid obesity, you may be interested to learn that on cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, you can find the Cliff and Kendall archives, full of old Cliff and Kendall episodes that you may have missed or only heard once, which just isn't enough. You can go to the link section of cliffandkendall.blogspot.com to find all the old shows that you may have missed but desperately need to catch up on. Yes, that's right. Even morbidly obese shut-ins like yourself have something to look forward to every day.
And now back to the show.
Thank you.
All right, Cliff.
Oh.
We're back.
Oh, my God, Kendall. We are so back. It is. I'm so emotional about how back we are.
Cliff, now, we have a new game show this week.
Oh, my God.
We're going to jump right into it.
Did you think on episode 136 that we would be introducing new game shows?
If you'd have said that, I would have said you were crazy.
I'd have said you were crazy. And punched you in the face. And so now, let me explain this. It's a new game show.
Uh-huh.
It may work. It may not. It's called You Talking to Me?
You Talking to Me?
Are you talking to me?
You talking to me?
Must be talking to me. I'm the only one here. It's we're going to give quotes from movies and see if people can guess what movie they came from. It'll be either very easy or way too hard.
Or extremely hard.
We also, are you talking to me, Kendall? We're also revolutionizing the way we do game shows on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What's going on, Cliff?
Episode 136, we are breaking down barriers. We have on the line with us a special guest that's going to play this game show.
Oh, I'm so excited. Who is it, Cliff?
Oh, my God. It's our friend, Deshauna. Deshauna, are you there?
I am here, and I am ready to play.
Oh, we're so excited that you're here.
Did you hear the lengthy description of how to play the show, of how to play the game show?
You're going to give movie quotes, and I have to prove how nerdy I am by guessing it and getting it correct.
That is exactly
perfect.
See, Kendall,
example.
That's a good teaching tip. You say something, and then you say, repeat back to me what I just said. That's how you know that they are learning.
Exactly. All right, Cliff, do you want to start us out?
I'll start us out. And like I said, this might be very hard, or it could be way too easy. I don't know. So the first, my first, we've never done this before. My first quote is called this. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
That is all about Eve.
All about Eve!
Oh, way to go, Deshauna. You got the first one.
Oh, it's going good so far. Kendall, you give her one.
Okay. My first one is this. Get out of here and don't come back for 5 to 7 days. That's a hard one.
Oh, wow. That is...
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
I tried to pick ones that weren't like, we're going to need a bigger boat. I tried to pick something harder than that, you know.
Okay. Well, what is it? We give up.
It's Veda Sultanfuss from My Girl when she was on her period.
Oh, yeah, when she starts her period.
Yep, she said, get out of here and don't come back for 5 to 7 days.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Instant classic.
Now we're going to ease back into the really easy one.
Okay, good.
All right. Let me see if I can do... This also gives me a chance to do my award-winning impressions of famous movie stars.
If you say so.
Yay.
All right. Here we go. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks in a mine.
Casablanca.
That was Rick.
You're doing these so easy ones, Cliff.
Well, I want Deshauna and our listeners to have a good idea of how the game is played.
All right. Well, I've
before
got an
easy. Before he busts out the big gun.
yeah. Well, I've got an easy one too. Here we go. All right. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore.
Is it Network?
Yes, that is Network. See, I have easy ones too.
Okay, that was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Okay, now this next one may not be as simple. One morning I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How it got in my pajamas, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Is that the Marx?
What?
Is that the Marx Brothers?
It is the Marx Brothers. You could tell by my
what movie is it, though?
Groucho impression. That was from Animal Crackers.
Ah, okay.
I could tell from your wonderful impersonation of Groucho Marx.
Uh-huh. And yeah. Also, Deshauna, you can't see because you're on the phone, but Kendall and I were video chatting, and I have on, like, the glasses and the mustache and everything.
He's got a full costume.
Are you changing costume every time?
It's part of the show, Deshauna.
Uh-huh. I had on a...
Did you have on a trench coat earlier and a hat?
I had a fedora and a trench coat. And when I was all about Eve, I had on a very low-cut gown.
I was freaked out, but, you know, that's what happened. So I have
well, one. I mean, it's showbiz.
You got to do what you got to do. I have one more, and
okay.
This could go either way. I don't know if it's a really hard one or a really easy one. Inconceivable.
Oh, Princess Bride.
Yes, that was Vinzini from Princess Bride. I love that. I say that all the time, and nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about.
Oh, I love it. Like, I do customer service on the phone, and mm-hmm. I'm, like, threatened all the time that when people say things that I just want to bust out with, inconceivable.
Oh, I love that, because I say it every day. Yeah. Whenever anything bad happens, I say, inconceivable.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that one. I would not have gotten that one. I have one more. This is our big finale. There are two types of people in this world. Those who like Neil Diamond and those who don't.
Oh, wow. Is that from Saving Silverman?
No, it's from a Bill Murray movie.
Oh, is it Groundhog Day?
No, but those are all good guesses.
Movie I've ever seen, so I get it right.
It is from What About Bob?
Oh, oh God!
Baby steps, baby steps,
baby yeah. steps.
Which is another quote
I
say. I'm
just so excited. I think my brain just needs to slow down.
But you did incredibly well on this show, Tashana. You did so good.
Tashana, I will tell you, you've done better at you talking to me than anybody has ever done in the history.
Fantastic!
Cliff, tell her what she's won.
Tashana, you have won a lifetime supply of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast podcast episodes.
Subscribe at iTunes.com.
I am going to be the envy of all the women at my Bricks Club.
All right.
Yes, you will. Well, thank you for playing, Tashana. It was the joy having you on the
welcome.
Show.
Welcome. Thank you for allowing me to play.
All right. Thanks, Tashana. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's all the time we have for You Talking to Me.
Are you talking to me? You must
You're talking
be talking to me.
To me.
Are you talking to me?
You talking to me.
Are you talking to me? I'm walking here. All
right. I'm walking here. You would know more about that because you live in New York. You probably said that every week, didn't you?
I said it to everybody, even when I was sitting down.
Now, Cliff, you had poor etiquette when you were doing that.
Oh, my God. Kendall, you and your bottom belches need to stuff it. Cram it with walnuts.
But there is someone out there that will tell you exactly what to do if you want to have good
etiquette.
Oh,
thank God.
And her name, Cliff.
The good Lord above.
Potter Butter Butter Churn. Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, how are you doing?
Oh, hello. Hello, Cliff and Kendall. I'm so glad to be back. It's been so long since I've been on the show.
Oh.
Well, we have missed you so much.
I have missed you terribly, but I would love to hear an etiquette tip from you.
I would love it.
Oh, well, I would be delighted for you wonderful boys. Okay. Hello, my little ragamuffin. This is Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn here again to lend you a helping hand filled with an etiquette tip about controlling your emotions. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn is surprisingly on topic with our etiquette tip for this week. But let me assure you, I already know that. Oh, now, emotions, when one is confronted with an unwanted emotion, it's best to follow my patented 3-part emotion controlling plan. It's easy to recall. You just stop, drop, and roll. Oh, let me explain. Part 1, stop. When an emotion is running at you, you must stop and stare it in the face. Ask yourself, what is this emotion trying to tell me? Did your maid forget to mop the solarium again? Did your baby daughter chew through an important electrical cord? Are you just sick and tired of looking in the mirror and thinking about how you will most likely die alone? Well, if so, feel that emotional stop and really feel it, and then move on to part two. Part two. Drop that emotion like the proverbial hot potato. Allow me to digress for just a moment here. Did you know I coined that phrase? Drop it like a hot potato. I also coined the phrase to coin a phrase, but you'll have to sit through the Cliff and Kendall archives to find that amusing anecdote. Oh, anyway, my daughter, Clementine, once complained at the dinner table that her hands were burning, and I asked her why, and she said, because I'm holding on to this potato, and it's really hot. Oh, and so I told her to drop it. Pretty clever of me, I do say so myself. And finally, part three, roll. After you've stopped and faced your emotion, after you've dropped that emotion to the floor, you must simply roll. Roll with the punches that life keeps on throwing at you, dears. But I'm sure Cliff and Kendall will explore that topic at length in some future episode. Well, that's all the etiquette tip I've got for this week. Just remember to keep your wits about you and garters fastened. Toodaloo, my little sweet potato pies. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. She always has such wonderful things to say, Cliff. I don't know how she does it.
I don't know how she comes up with these. What? And she has such a busy schedule with her social engagements and... Mahjong clubs and
her Mahjong clubs, Cliff. She's always playing Mahjong.
She's playing Mahjong. She's stop eating Parmesan cheese.
Stop, drop, and roll, everybody. Now, Cliff, it has been such a long time since we heard from her, and that is really, really sad.
It is sad, but it's not as sad as what people are saying on Facebook about controlling their emotions.
You are correct, Cliff.
And we asked a question.
And it said, our question was this, Cliff. Do you ever lose control of your emotions? Which one bothers you the most? And we had one person respond to that on Facebook, and that was Amanda. And she said, under, buffeted, feeling, eatingly marginalized, hunger, mad, psycho mad.
I feel that one, Kendall.
I feel that one too, Cliff. And then we had one person call in on our fat line, which if you want to call, it's 818-308-4FAT, 4328. Let's listen to that now, Cliff.
Hi, my name is Charles, and I'm a contractor, and I was calling in regards to your question about which emotions bother you the most. And I would have to say that the emotion that bothers me the most is probably regret. Sometimes I sit alone at night in my house, and I just regret things. I just regret it all. Sometimes I just can't stop regretting. Sometimes I regret sitting around regretting things so much. But I guess life's too short to regret your regrets. So anyway, I hope I don't regret calling when I hear this on the show. I'm a loyal listener, and I'm glad to be back.
Oh, poor Charles. That sounds so sad, Cliff. You should poor not regret Charles. Being on our show, because we don't regret never. You calling in, ever.
We don't regret a single one of our fans. We love them like they are our own children. Don't you love our fans like they're our children?
Cliff, I love our fans like they are my own mother.
Like, I love my fans almost, well, I love them more than I love me. I'll say that.
But I do feel sad for Cliff.
I get on my nerves sometimes, but that's sad. And that's an emotion I need to stop, drop, and roll away from.
You should, Cliff. It is sad. And oh my God, so it's sad music. I wish we could stop, drop, and roll from this sad music because it is so sad.
Oh, this is Kendall. This music is
it's bumming me out. It epitomizes sad emotions.
It does.
And if when our people, listeners,
if there were a dictionary that was like audio, like an audio dictionary, and you looked up like what sounded like a certain emotion, and you looked up sadness,
you would
this
find this clip.
Is the sound that you would hear.
Now, if our listeners are sad, now let me get. If they want to get glad in the same pants they got sad in, Cliff, they can go to cliffandkindle.com, cliffandkindle.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkindle, myspace.com/cliffandkindle if you're in the Stone Age. You can email us at cliffandkindle@yahoo.com, or you can always call us on our fat line at 308-4-FAT, just like Charles. Don't let him be the only one. Call
don't
us.
Let Charles. I went on MySpace the other day, Kendall, and it was eerie.
You felt like you were at an old, rundown hotel.
I did, alone.
With cobwebs.
There were cobwebs. I had to brush them away from the little space where I typed in my password.
Just think in 10 years, that's the way Facebook will feel.
That's the way podcasts will be.
We'll be on cliffandkindle.blogblogblog.com.
We don't even know. We're going to evolve. Don't
we'll
worry.
We'll be there. We'll be there. Don't worry.
Wherever
we'll
it is.
Cliff, do you have a quote?
We'll be there.
About emotions?
I do. My quote is called this. Feelings are much like waves. We can't stop them from coming, but we can choose which one to surf. And that was said by Jonathan Martinson.
Oh, Jonathan Martinson.
From Lake Wobegon.
I am so used to just diving under those emotions that I don't want to surpass. And then I ride in on those waves of the good ones, Cliff. But my emotion is called this, Cliff. Control your emotion or it will control you. And that is an unknown Arthur.
Control your emotion. Don't go changing your emotions.
Cliff, it
lay
is time
all your love on me
for you
Kendall.
To take us down those emotional
take
roads.
Take me home, emotionally controlled roads to a place where we can control our emotions. Cliff and Kendall, I'm Clea,
and I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.